There's been a long tradition of rugby league being played at Wembley under the Twin Towers and now under the Arch. How important is it for the sport, which is, you know, still a traditional northern sport in this country, that Wembley is very much a part of the sport at least two or three times a year?
Yeah, I think it's really important. I think obviously our Challenge Cup final is at the Wembley Stadium, which is fantastic for everybody involved. But for the national team to actually play in the national stadium is really big. And yeah, we are predominantly a northern-based sport. We've got a fantastic amateur route shooting up all over the country, and it's really fascinating. You know, every time I come to London and jump in a black cab, and you get talking to the cab drivers, and they ask you what you do when you see you're involved in rugby league. But, you know, it's a fair gauge. All the black cab drivers love rugby league. You know, it's one of those sports where they sit and watch it. I dare say it's the second favourite sport in London in terms of what the black cab drivers do, soccer being number one, obviously. So I think it's got a real appeal, a real attraction to everybody involved. We just need to expose more people to it.
Well, with that in mind then, what do you make of the move to go back to the London Broncos after quite a few years as Quins RL?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think under the Broncos, the London Broncos branding last time, I think they were relatively successful. You know, they had a Challenge Cup final appearance themselves at Wembley, and they were involved, you know, up near the top end of the table. And I just think there's a little bit there of going back to that. And I think getting London back in the name is big for the whole sport. So obviously, Harlequins is strongly associated with rugby union in London, but the London Broncos is definitely a rugby league name.
There's not a worry that the last few years have always been a missed opportunity then, with the London name disappearing and then having to be brought back again?
Yeah, I mean, you could look at it, you know, in various avenues. I mean, the actual club has actually moved around on a couple of occasions, haven't it, from different venues. And what I will say is, every time it does move venues, it leaves a real strong pocket of amateur clubs, you know, behind it as well. So regardless of whether they're changing names or whatever else that they're doing, I think that the area that they're in now at this moment in time in southwest London is thriving in terms of the amateur game as well. So hopefully that'll stay very strong for a number of years.
And hopefully some of those players will grow and actually filter through to your squad one year. I mean, looking down from on high, what do you make of the amount of players coming out of London now? Top class players as well.
Oh, it's good. You know, we had one last year in our squad, Tony Clubber, who's unfortunately for Tony not made the squad this year round, but London born and bred, got picked in the England squad. He actually scored four tries in the game that he played on tour against Papua New Guinea. And, you know, it was fantastic to hear a big, strong, booming Cockney accent, you know, in a team what's predominantly northern-based with the northern accents that go around. And there's some fantastic, fantastic athletes playing the game in London. And the more we can help them and help them progress, then the more we'll see in future England teams.
The rest of the boys don't mind a Cockney or two in the squad then?
No, they love it. They absolutely love it. The different type of accent and the different atmosphere that those people bring into the group, and it's great. We had another one, Louis McCarthy Scarsbrook, who again was a Harlequins and player for a number of years, who plays at St Helens, and he's doing very well up north as well. But the more we can keep him down south and keep him playing and expanding the game, the better for us.